give us an update? Jonathan, can you give us an update on
it? Yeah,
certainly.
It's been quite a busy summer. The main sort of one is that Wayne, as the harbour master, has retired after numerous years at the Harbour Norwich. The navigational risk assessment is still ongoing, and we're hoping to have that shortly. The main one is the Sea Street Bridge, which was opened in June some ages ago, but that seems to be operating very well. It was closed for a short period, and they've got a non-slip surface on it. The events, obviously, during the summer, the Isle of Wight Festival, and that worked very well, and very good communications with the harbour and the event, so it seemed to work very well. Shortly after that, we did also have the Armed Forces Day. They were very close together, but it did seem to work quite well.
Yeah, so one followed the other almost immediately the next day.
Within sort of 24 hours, yeah. So there was they had a slight restriction on what they could use because we still had a lot going on at sea place, but harbour's clear. Regeneration did meet with the harbour user group and presented the plan they have and took feedback from that. Property wise, the shower blocks, this is the shower blocks, not the other loos. The shower blocks were painted, retiled, and renovated. The other ones were getting a little tired and actually coming back into fashion, I think, them being so long. The other major task that we had to do was removing the unauthorised boats that we had gained. But the system and the procedures that happened for that does mean that they have all now departed Newport and the rest of the jurisdiction. We have got the process of removing all of the boats, those boats, as well as the other ones that have been abandoned, appeared, or we need to clear and start cleaning.
Can I just interrupt there a second? Jonathan, two or three old boats in front of the Bargeman's Rest, are they part of this lot we've got to, going to have to move on?
Two of them are.
Yeah.
So there is the red yacht with no mast, and the white yacht behind it are part of, the ownership of them was taken the last time we took ownership of a load of boats. They were kept there for storage because the fin keel is quite difficult to break up because we can't just put it on the keel and take it down as how it is. So in this process they will be removed.
Yeah. And we don't know who the owners are of
No.
They're just abandoned.
Yeah. So there's 20. But that is counting.
Of course it is. Yes,
so
absolutely.
Do we know the ownership of these 20 boats?
Probably with a lot of the ownerships are that we've got the last that we know, but some of them they say they sold them and they're not sure who they sold it to, but they sold it, and some of them appeared overnight. And we've been trying to get ownership or find out who they are, that have just appeared.
Also, a couple to contact us, didn't they?
Yeah, so some of them have come forward and said, yes, that's my vote.
It's an ongoing situation, isn't it, for a lot of harbours that you do this on almost an annual basis?
Yeah. The numbers are reducing, so because we're going through the process and we are actually moving them, Newport is starting to become not the easy target it might have been in the past.
If we are removing some of them, presumably we're putting at a store somewhere or in a compound.
Some of
them
are
going to be
moorings,
taking them somewhere.
Yeah, some of them are on the moorings in the Folly.
Right.
Some of them, like the two that are stored on the wall.
Yep.
So if they're not it's possible to store them somewhere around the way, not on premier moorings, because it saves on the cost of transporting. The other ones that we would have issue with have been transported and stored in a council deck.
Right. So apart from the cost of transporting, there's nothing stopping us from removing them to secure storage somewhere.
Any issue we've got is the council not to big down. Pretty certain the way big down is at the moment that we don't pay any rates on because we're not meant to be doing anything with the land, so we've got them stored there, but we need to get them away from there quite quickly. So we've got three boats up there, plus two pontoons, haven't we?
Four boats
and two, and a couple of pontoons up there, which are in this batch of advertising, which will go. And the boats that are up there are the ones that we seize rather than abandon.
Okay.
I mean, we do auction them off, don't we? As they're in our ownership, we try and sell one first.
Okay.
Some of them are, on occasions, worth purchasing.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
So the adverts should be going in on Friday.
Okay.
And if we can sell them, we recover our costs.
Right.
Some of it's part of our costs, but it does mean that we don't also have to pay for the removal of them.
Mm. Right. Okay.
Storage.
Yeah. To give you a rough idea, fine glass and general waste is about £150 a tonne.
Yeah.
So it does add up.
And what are we going to do with the ones that can't be sold and we don't know who owns them?
Then we've already taken...
Scrap them?
Yeah.
Right. Scrap them. Okay.
So I think it's probably worth noting off about that process that we went through to remove those boats there was quite expensive.
Yeah.
It probably cost us £2,500 to £3,000.
Yeah, depending on the numbers that we sell, we're at about £2,000 to £5,000.
Yeah, yeah. I think the important thing is that once people realise that's what happens, then it will deter people from leaving boats to rot. And so we may be spending a little bit of money up front, but we will get a much better effective management of the harbour and will make it better for all users if we don't have rotting vessels scattered around.
It's noticeable already visually, I think.
Good.
When you walk down through the harbour.
Right.
These are the usable berths, so then we lease them to other people, so we can get the income from those berths.
And you mentioned that the compound we put them in, so if we store them longer, we end up with rates. But of course, it's our choice as to whether we bother to collect rates. We can always give ourselves a dispensation not to collect rates on that particular piece of land and use it for the storage until the boats are sold or scrapped.
Land's properties, isn't it? We don't need to come under our section.
Yeah, Stuart is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sorry, excuse me, Chairman. Could I just ask a question?
Of course,
Chairman.
Yes.
Sorry, it's been late, by the way.
Sorry, Chairman.
Stuck in traffic.
Okay.
It's freaked funny.
Oh, we've got a scheme for that.
We know you were around.
I've been around. First of all, to say, I think getting rid of the boats that have been on the harbour, obviously, there's one in particular that obviously I've had to deal with. Someone that classed myself as a resident on that boat, and it's made. For me, it's still rumbling on now because that individual still comes to me at least once a week. Just turns up.
He has popped out to the harbour and informed them twice that he's bringing his boat back. Yeah. He has been informed by them that it's not exactly.
I mean, you know, I've been very helpful to this gentleman because I think there's wider problems, but actually getting him connected with the right agency is a problem when the person doesn't want the help. But if I could just ask something else, I did email you, Alex, about the harbour toilets. Now, we had the Armed Forces Day, and we had the Classic Car event, both of which I attended, and both of which were fantastic events. But the Armed Forces Day in particular, I had quite a lot of unhappy people about the toilets not being open, and not being able to use toilets. And obviously, there's a lot of elderly people there. So I wonder what we can do about ensuring that that's possible in the future, and if it is possible.
Matthew did email me in advance of that event, I think, because it was quite short notice. We had already discussed with the organisers that we wouldn't be able to open those toilets and they needed to consider getting temporary toilets. And I forwarded that email on to Property Services for them to correspond with you about the cost that would be required to open those toilets, because they were in effect public toilets. There is a considerable cost in actually doing that, and then obviously somebody's got to then run those toilets, and we don't presently run public toilets.
Mm.
So it's not quite as easy as just opening the doors, because they're not in a usable format. There are some health and safety concerns that one of you may know the details behind that. But I wanted them to update you on that, Matthew. They obviously didn't.
The walk-in units are of an age that they're not serviceable anymore, not because they're not serviced. They're not insured for use, which means that they can't be reopened. They haven't been public rooms for quite some time.
David has looked at price to do the works.
Is there a danger problem with electricity or something like that in these Wallgate units? Because I
have
a blower
from the public perception, it would just be a case they think you've just got to open the doors and they can use them. It isn't quite as straightforward as that. And I think probably it would be useful for David Watson Property Services to provide Matthew with the information that's required. Anything can be open, but it's down to cost, isn't it?
Absolutely. But of course, you know, there's some of us from Newport Parish Council here. We're very Newport and Carisbrook Parish Council, we're pretty active with anything that we can be. I know that obviously there is an issue because it's part of the harbour estate rather than a council asset, really, isn't it? But you know, if there's something that we could do to work together to ensure, I don't think those toilets should be open to the public full time. I wouldn't even go there, really. Having toilets on sea close, obviously, and we're aware that we have constant issues up there, but they are open.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for events, and certainly the events that we've been having on the quay, if we could do something with maybe our maintenance team at Newport Parish Council, we might be able to do something.
Yeah.
Just as a stopgap until regeneration kicks in and things.
We would welcome that.
Thank you.
We know the financial situation that the council's in. So any help, even temporary help, via the town parish councils is really, really valuable. People who are using the harbour will also be using the shops and services in Newport rather than anywhere else. So any money spent on making them serviceable will benefit the economy of Newport. So I'd be very happy to have some support from that direction.
Councillor Medlin.
I was going to make a very similar point that Matthew's already got there. I'm thinking that, you know, you can see local councils are running toilets extremely effectively now. They've got capital access to revenue. They're able to improve and carry out some really good management of toilets. It just seems like the obvious solution is that we ask Newport Carisbrook Parish Council to consider managing
for these special occasions. Yeah.
Or perhaps on a more long-term basis.
Newport and Carisbrook Parish Council.
I think that is something that should be looked at seriously, but not with the information. Well, it was said at this meeting or that meeting that this, that or t'other should be done, because that will not go down at all well.
It's purely a suggestion.
It's only a suggestion. Yeah,
No.
I'd put it in as a budget bit. I'd have the backup paper for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Good to say, I know that.
But no, I understand that.
I know a number of the members are dear.
I think that will benefit everybody.
Yes,
actually.
So do
Harbour users, the people who use Newport, and you know, to have sets of toilets that are just not properly used for the sake of, I know it won't be just a few hundred pounds, but it might not be more than £2,000 or £3,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
So, how do we put that? Are you going to put that forward? Matthew, to Newport? Or?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're just getting into our sort of point at which we can put bids in. Obviously, Newport Harbour is in my ward, so I can do it I'd have to talk to my counterpart, Councillor Craven, but I'm sure she'll support it. And if we could look at, I think the ethos of it would be, look at what it would cost, and if we could have some kind of short arrangement or a yearly arrangement to do at least something to bring those toilets up to a usable standard so they can be open for events in conjunction with the Harbour Master.
I think that's perfectly reasonable, John. I think probably the thing to do is that the public toilets sit underneath Ashley Curzon and the property team. Put them in touch with Matthew,
yeah,
and they can provide the technical information of what needs to be done to those toilets. And then we can go from there.
Excellent. Yeah, that sounds excellent.
Thank you. Thank you for that suggestion.
Thank you. Any other councillor got any comment? Move on to item six.